Some Sign of Life, Part 2. The old woman just stared at them. Her chin was almost touching her chest, and she was looking up at them. She clutched a dirty rag doll to her breast, and her mouth was moving slightly, like she was muttering. But there was no noise.
Nora, let's just go.
Dorothy no longer had to go to the bathroom, and if the urge came back, she would gladly pee on the side of the road in front of God and everybody, but she suddenly needed to leave this house.
Are you ill?
Nora let go of Dorothy and started to walk towards the old woman.
Do you need some help?
Nora, I think she's okay like she is. Please, I think we need to just leave. Nora reached out and touched the old woman's hand.
Can I?
The old woman leaned up and screamed in Nora's face. Nora stumbled back and her body twisted as she fell on the small table, breaking it. The old woman ran out of the room, laughing a high, shrieking laughter. Dorothy ran over to Nora and tried to help her.
Oh, Nora, are you okay? Please, let's go now.
Okay, ouch! Nora could not stand up. Glistening blood ran through her torn stocking and down her leg. Dorothy removed her scarf and wiped at the blood. There was a long scrape down Nora's leg with a large splinter of wood embedded in her calf.
Nora, you're hurt and I can't stay here. I'm going to wrap this up and help you to the car, and then we are leaving. And when we are away from here, I will stop and get that wood out, but we are leaving first.
As she talked, Dorothy wrapped the wound with her scarf. Nora winced as she tied it tight. The door opened near them. A soft, frail light fell into the room. There was the old woman again, watching, holding a candle. Behind her, there was a wet, smushing sound and a muffled moaning.
This crazy old bird is going to kill us, Dorothy muttered as she locked her gaze with the old woman.
Then the old woman stepped to the side and Dorothy saw what was on the floor next to the door. Her brain could not make sense of what she saw. It was man-shaped, but it was a mushy, bloody, undulating mess. The darkness of the house seemed to swirl behind him. There were what looked like pockets of meat on the floor next to him, attached by slimy strands.
Okay, that's part 2. Stay tuned for part 3. Thanks.